it is, but just sort of a sketch idea. And again, if we want to close the tape recorder later and see if you have any additions or comments or thoughts, something that would be appreciated as well. We spoke 2 weeks ago about the concept of really being makir, who one's wife is or one's husband, you know, focusing on the beauty of who that person is, focusing on their greatness. And we spoke last week about issues of really understanding who they are, understanding their nature, issues of love languages, etc. Let's speak about a topic that even in the best of marriages really always comes up. And sometimes if you have a couple, I won't say that they're simple, but their natures and their temperaments are similar to each other. They don't get upset very easily. They're not people of... They're not people. Their personalities are very sort of placid. So maybe it doesn't come up so often. But if you have people with stronger personalities, and especially when you have people of different personalities, certainly this issue does come up, and that's the issue of criticizing each other. You know, you have two people who live together, coming from different backgrounds, living often in a small quarters, different ways of doing things, different styles, dealing with children or money issues or different ways of interacting socially. So the idea of criticism is definitely going to come up. People who feel their needs are not being met, people don't like certain ways their wives or husbands are doing things. You know, it's hard to avoid. In certain marriages it comes up more often. Certain marriages it comes up less often. But criticism, comments, couples working on things, that certainly cannot be avoided. And the question is, what's a healthy, appropriate way of being critical of another person? And again, these are not new things. It's just a matter of sort of, you know, repeating the comment to Monsieur Shashar and Ozzy. Just things that everyone knows, but, you know, the more we're mechazik ourselves in these areas, you know, the better chance we have that when push comes to shove, b'shas ma'isa, we can actually put into practice the ideas and the ideals that we know, but don't always get followed through. So the more we sort of remind ourselves of the ideal of how we want to interact with our spouse, you know, the better chance we have that b'shas ma'isa we can actually act on that. I want to, not for being corny, but break down the idea of criticism into three categories, and we'll call it, I guess, what, where, and when. WWW, what, where, and how. I don't know, I'm not the most creative person. So we'll say WWH, what, where, and how, as far as criticisms. When we say what, a person before they criticize another person, and especially their wife, and especially if a person's wife is sensitive, especially if a person's wife is at home with like a child all day, and then you know you come home, or yeah. So then the question is like what? You know, what exactly is worth being critical about? And like most things in life, you can really sort of break down any category into two different categories. For those of you who are Talmidim of Rosenzweig, sometimes even three categories, sometimes appropriate, depending on the issue. But what is worth criticizing? A person can be mechalek really between the following two things. The first is this something that can even change in the person? Right? Is this even something that my wife or my husband is able to change? Or is it just sort of like a piece of them, you know? A piece of who they are, and I'm not saying something as like silly as like the way a person laughs or the way they're, but it's just who they are, and it's just sort of part of what how they act or what they do, and it's not necessarily something that's going to change. You know, a person can't become more this or more that or more, you know, whatever the area might be. There's certain things that, like this is the person that you married and you accept that person, and there are a lot of things about a person that just that's just who they are, and for you to be critical of that is deeply hurtful, It could be, even be, you know, abusive, emotionally abusive, and then so that if it's something in that category, you know, so deal with it some other way. You know, learn to deal with the things about your wife that you don't love, that are not going to change, through some other means. But it should not necessarily be brought to her, or you tell her that you don't like something about her. You know, that's sort of abusive way, and it's very hurtful in a lot of ways. And then you have things that possibly can change. You know, areas that she could address. She could do this better. She could do that better. She could be better around the house. She could be better around the, I mean, there's like 1,000 different things that might be very much biyada to change. And then the question is, does it need to be mentioned? Right? Is it so important to me that this issue be fixed or addressed that I raise it to her? Or should I just ignore it or live with it or deal with it? It doesn't have to be raised to her. And that's obviously a complicated question. You know, even something that she could fix or he could fix, you know, when do we raise it? When do you leave it? When do you mention something? When do you ignore it? And that's a complicated question. I was just speaking to somebody from the yeshiva last week about a different issue. And his thought process was, well, let me just be miskaber, and let me just ignore it, and let me be a tzaddik, or that at least was like a half of me and how to deal with something, and I'll never mention it. I'll never mention the fact that I'm upset when she does X, Y, and Z. That's also not the right approach. You know, to say that you'll ignore everything and be miskaber in everything and never comment on anything, you know, the result of that, you know, that sainthood, so to speak, and that sitkus is walking around with a certain, you know, annoyance or anger or resentment because you have a lot sort of, you know, inside of you that you're not getting out. But at the same time, to always get it out and always feel the need to criticize and always be, you know, that destroys the energy of a relationship. So again, so A would be, is a sign that a person can change, and B, even when she can change it, you know, what's the balance of sort of just subjugating those feelings versus expressing those feelings? And that requires like tremendous work and thoughtfulness. It can't just sort of be left to the impulse of the moment. There has to be like a real sort of thoughtful derech of, is this something that I should raise or not raise, as opposed to just sort of responding to the feelings of the moment. Okay, that's sort of what, you know, what to criticize and sort of that chiluk between those two things. And the question as far as where or when, however you want to say it, namely, to make sure that a person finds, when they have decided that they're going to criticize, you know, to make sure that you're finding the right time and the right place and the right venue, the right context to levy that criticism. The history books are replete. You know, anybody ever here read Tolstoy's War and Peace? You know, most people don't sort of get through to the end of it. You know, by around page 800, you start to, you know, lose consciousness. But, you know, you can write 10 volumes of War and Peace of mistakes that husbands or wives made about criticizing based on time and place. You know, you come home from something, you know, your wife was up all night, she hasn't slept for 3 days, she's nursing a child, she just took a final, her mother's giving her a hard time, you know, but you're upset because the apartment's a mess. You know what I mean? And that's when you have to get out that feeling that you're upset about, you know, whatever the issue was. And you're not really focusing on, okay, is my wife exhausted? Is she not exhausted? Is this the exact right time for her? What type of frame of mind is she in? Have I really thought out properly beforehand of how I'm going to phrase a certain issue? Is this going to be well received, or is this more about me just fulfilling some type of need that I might have of making a certain statement? It's incredibly selfish, and it's incredibly insensitive. A person really has to think, okay, this is an issue that should be raised, but are we sitting down on the couch having a conversation, right? Are we having a real conversation? Is she in a good frame of mind? Is she not in a good frame of mind? Is she well rested? Does it have to be now? So a person really has to sort of think through the context of that comment. And lastly, the how. You know, anybody in life, you know, if your boss comes to you, or your chavrusa comes to you, or your parent comes to you, and the tone of voice or the body language, you know, changes everything. You know, somebody comes to you, but they do so gently, you know, and warmly, and a certain tone in their voice, in a very positive way. So that creates a certain energy between the person giving the advice or the criticism and the person receiving it. And unfortunately, you know, how criticism is given, and I think often husbands are just as guilty, if not more so, than their wives about this, is done in a way where the energy that was created is already a negative energy. You know, there's a harshness, there's a certain look in one's eye, there's a tone of voice, there's a, why do you always do X, Y, and Z, and this is what I don't like about you, and your mother does the same thing, and, you know, so already it goes from something that could be positive and brings people together, but becomes something that's not that way. You know, a person starts focusing on larger issues beyond the specific criticism, a person starts bringing up the past, a person starts bringing up one's wife's family, you always, you never, you know, all of those types of things, sort of the words that are used, the body language, the tone, goes from immediately making your wife receptive, you know, as opposed to making your wife immediately defensive. And once either she or you are feeling defensive and angry and put upon and besieged upon, so then you've ruined whatever productivity may come out of that conversation. So A, it's a question as far as, again, you know, what to criticize, when, how, the context, and B, all the other things, the words that are used, you know, the tone, the body language, the setting, and all those things can go from, you know, making tension be something that Rue mentioned last week, about, you know, issues of struggles or tension in relationship that has the effect of bringing couples close together over the course of a short period of time or a long period of time. But if there's not proper communication skills or criticism skills or how to sort of grow in these moments, so then it leads the relationship, you know, irrevocably in the other direction over the course of months and years of the negative energy that's created because communication turns into a fight and distance instead of something that really creates closeness between people. And lastly, I would just say that on the flip side, not so much an issue, and then I'll conclude, of how you are giving criticism, but how you're receiving criticism. You know, men, it's hard to sort of say men and then like describe, you know, 4.5 billion people in this universe, but I think if you would ask people, like, who are more emotional? Are women more emotional or men more emotional? So probably, like, you know, if you go out on the street and you ask somebody, are men more emotional or women more emotional? So, you know, what most people probably say? What's that? Most people say women, right? My experience has been is that usually women are more apt to cry. That's definitely true. And women, when it maybe comes to, again, I'm speaking to the microphone, making the probably the broadest, you know, generalization about the provost or the president of Harvard, Dean Somers, many years ago, made a comment about the differences between men and women when it comes to mathematics. So as probably you know, he's no longer the president of Harvard College, you know, soon after that comment. So to make sort of these, you know, I don't think I have the same, like I'm on the cover of Time, so I don't think I have to worry about the same thing, but I think it's true that when it comes to sort of big decision-making issues, and sort of think back to your homes growing up, so men can often typically, stereotypically, sort of be maybe more analytical about a decision and sort of think through an issue as opposed to sometimes like a mother might respond more emotionally or more, you know, with more nervousness about certain decisions. So that may be true. Men may have the ability to sort of, you know, compartmentalize when issues come up. But as far as like being emotional, certainly being sensitive, being insecure, easily hurt, emotionally needy, you know, my experience has been that men are just as much, if not maybe even more so, than women typically. And as a result, any person, but my experience has been that seeing that we're all men here, you know, we find ourselves responding, you know, hurt easily, you know, sort of very sensitive. And sometimes, again, as much as there's an achrayus in each couple to always sort of guard the way that criticism is given, at the same time, for us to not be oversensitive as well. You know, your wife comes to you, it may not always be planned out and strategized, her criticism of you. She may not always be totally clear exactly what it is that she even is feeling in the first place. There may be some anger involved. And instead of sort of responding in a sensitive way, to say, okay, you know what, I appreciate it, you know, I'll think about it, I'm receptive to it. In other words, you know, to not sort of allow our own sometimes insecurities or sensitivities to sort of stop us from hearing what our wife may want from us, even though it may not always be packaged in a way that is, you know, always so, 100%, in a way that's easy to hear, but to sort of have enough of an inner strength to not sort of focus on that, but to sort of really focus on the message of what, you know, our wives are trying to say, and to not sort of respond in a way that's too sensitive or too overly sensitive. So again, so those are just sort of four points. Number one, to figure out when a criticism should be levied, something the wife can change or not change, even when it can't be changed, is it worth raising, is it worth subjugating? Number two, to make sure that we're giving a lot of thought before it happens of how something is said, where it's being said, when it's being said, is it the right time for her, is it the right time for you? Lastly, all the things, tone, body language, words that are used to make sure that the message we have is going to be received properly. And lastly, on our end, to not be overly sensitive and to be maybe more receptive towards issues our wife brings to us, even again when it's not sort of being packaged in a way that's always easy to deal with. Okay, that's what I have to say. I don't know if people throughout, anybody want to have a comment or thought or criticism, feel free to be critical. Don't, you know. If you want to criticize me, go right ahead.